Hello, my name is Sammy James, and I would like to welcome you to Boo-Ha-Ha Podcast. Here on Boo-Ha-Ha, we will have a different conversation every week on a horror or paranormal topic, and all of these conversations are with comedians like myself, who happen to also be horror or paranormal fans. We're going to talk about horror movies, horror books, but also some other stuff that might surprise you. And besides us all being comedians, this show also prioritizes voices that might not always be included in mainstream horror conversation. So a lot of these conversations are with people of color, trans people, queer people, disabled people, and the occasional straight and cis person as well. Anyway, I hope you enjoy the ride, and let's get going. Well, welcome. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah.
Well, just here in my apartment, but here with you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking forward to this. But first, I have guests on this show introduce themselves. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Cool. Yeah, sounds good. My name is Ariel Evans. I live in Brooklyn, New York. I'm a stand-up comedian. I'm originally from Seattle, Washington. Always got to shout out Seattle because I love that place. But I've been living in Brooklyn for a few years, pursuing comedy. That's pretty much the gist of me.
Okay. This is a horror podcast. You know that. People listening know this. But first question I ask is, what was your introduction to horror?
Yeah, so my introduction was actually through, like, those, like, Stephen King, like, TV movies.
Okay.
My mom used to watch them all the time, and I don't think I was appropriate age to watch them, but I watched them with her a lot, and so that kind of really got me into, like, those horror, scary movies. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember watching, like, It with my mom and being terrified, and I'd be like, I don't think this is appropriate, but, like, couldn't turn my eyes away at all, and so that movie still haunts me to this day.
Yeah, I definitely watched it younger than I should have as well.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think. I feel bad because I know I've seen, like, all of them, but I'm like, what other ones were there? I know there was The Stand had one.
Yeah. The Stephen King ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was that one. There's definitely, like, the dog one, which I think is, like, Cujo.
Yep.
There was this one, it's like an obscure one I used to watch my mom all the time, called The Langoliers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yes. I remember this.
Yeah. That one was really freaky, too.
Yeah,
and it was weird and creepy. But those were the ones that stuck out in my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think I saw, was Storm of the Century, was that him?
Maybe. He's literally, his catalog so big, it sounds like a Stephen King movie, so I was like, probably is him.
Yeah. The last episode I did of this, The Cat's Eye came up. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
No.
But it's an old, I think it was like 1985. It was like an anthology that he did. That it's like a bunch of short story. It's a bunch of, like, stories based on short stories of his, but they all follow, like, a cat. And it's,
I'm kind of intrigued.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, I'm not gonna say it's a good movie because it's not, but I love that movie.
Yeah, I think now that we're in quarantine, I have plenty of time to watch everything, so. Yeah. That will be on my list. You said it's called Cat's Eye?
Yeah. Yeah. It has like a young Drew Barrymore in it.
Oh, okay. I love me some Drew Barrymore, so.
Yeah, I think it might have... I don't know when E.T. came out. I was about to say it might have been pre-E.T., but I don't know if that's true.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I don't know either, but...
yeah. But anyway, we're going to talk about, I think probably one of my favorite horror movies. Would you like to introduce it? You're...
Oh my god, where do I start with this masterpiece that we call the Scream Saga? It's so good. I think it's like every person that's like, I guess we'd call like millennial age, like mm-hmm. got into Neve Campbell because of the Scream movies. Yeah. Like that was like, she was like our idol then. And I don't even know, if you don't watch the Scream movies, you are doing yourself an injustice.
Yeah.
I realize what we're in right now, I'm using that word, but you just need to watch the Scream movies.
Yeah, and it's, so are there four at this point? I know, or I can't remember if they're working on the fifth one or the fourth one.
I think I read that they're working on the fifth one.
Okay.
There's four out right now. And I did read that there were, like, rumored to be, like, a fifth one,
mm-hmm.
like, shooting soon or something. But
okay.
Who knows what happened with COVID and everything.
Yeah, and I, like, because, like, I know I've seen all of them, but, like, I can't keep them all straight, and I'm just like, what happened in which, like, even think, you know, getting, you know, thinking of them getting ready for this, I was like, wait, was that the first one or the second one?
Yeah, there's definitely, when I was thinking about you telling me about the Scream movies, I was like, man, I think I only remember the first one really well, because
yeah.
I guess, because like the first one we saw, and I was like, I remember the plot twist, I was like, I don't remember the plot twist in the other one, but I remember they're, like, all connected to, like, Sydney, like, Neve Campbell's mom. And, like, they all come back to, like, that murder or something, but...
And Scream 2 is the one that sticks out the most for me, so...
Oh, really?
So...
Wait, who ended up being the killer in that one? Like, what was that connection in that
one? It was another boyfriend. He was at least involved.
It was what?
He was at least involved. I'm trying
okay.
to... Yeah, it was like him and the killer from the previous one's mother. I might be remembering this.
Oh, wait, no, you're right.
Okay,
right.
Okay, because I'm just like,
yeah,
if I'm remembering
right.
this,
remember
oh,
too, yeah.
someone is yelling at me.
Oh my god, yeah, it was definitely a mom was involved.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
Yeah, and I can't, for the life of me, remember who it was in the other two.
No, I know I saw them, but I literally cannot remember. Like, all I remember is that, like, mm-hmm. Dewey and Courtney Cox and Neve Campbell's in them. And
yeah.
I think, I'm not even sure about that, but I just
yeah.
think they
no,
are.
No, they're, one of them, like, either Dewey or the Courtney Cox character, what was her name? Is it?
Oh, wasn't it like...
I want to say like Joan or something, but I feel like that's wrong.
I think it was like Gail. Like,
yes,
say, like,
yes,
Gail. Gail.
Yes.
Is it Gail Storm?
I think it was Gail something.
Gail, it was like a really ridiculous name. I do remember that, yeah. Like Gail, like super news anchory name. Oh my god.
I'm actually looking it up right now.
And she had those, like, awful bangs in one movie, but I can't remember which movie it was.
I think that was the second one.
Okay.
Gail Weathers!
Gail Weathers, that's it.
Yes! And it's like, and for some, I kept thinking, like, I wanted to say, like, Gail Evans, and I'm like, no, that's too normal. No, it's not
yeah.
that. Let's see. Yeah, I can't remember I feel like either Dewey or Gail, like, may have died in the third one, but I'm not sure.
Huh, maybe, I don't know. I just, like, because I think, again, with going back to the rumor of the fifth one, I feel like they signed on. That's why I assume they were alive through all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I could be wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, for both of the first, like, the Scream 1 and 2, I just remember, like, those two opening scenes are just, are, like, etched
oh
in
my...
Oh, my
God.
They're just etched in my memory.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, now that you're saying the second one, because the second
yeah,
one
the
was
movie
that movie theater scene.
Yeah.
That was intense.
Yeah, and it was, I was, so I, when I was younger, I was friends with kids who lived down the street from me, who were both like a few years older than me, and I used to just like go over their house to hang out, you know, like unannounced, like you
yeah.
do when you're a kid. And like they had like other friends their age over, and they were doing like a movie marathon.
Mm-hmm.
And Scream 2 was one of the movies, and I remember they were like, okay, I'll watch. And it was like, by the end of that scene, I was walking home. And then like a week later, I was watching the movie alone by myself. I was like, no. I was like, I feel like when you're young, like horror movies, it's like they both like terrify and fascinate you, like,
yeah,
horror
it's like,
fans.
Like going on a roller coaster, like it's exciting, and it feels like you might die, even though obviously you're just watching a movie, but you like, you love that, like a ride of excitement.
Yeah. And I remember like getting out of their house and be like, well, actually now I want to go see it, but like I can't go back now. And it was like, I'd like pass another house and be like, should I go back? No.
That's amazing. I also, the things I remember the Scream movies too is like, I definitely remember going to the movie store, like the video store with my friend, like renting a physical movie.
Oh yeah.
That like stands out so much in my mind of like me and my friend Maya would like go to the video store and like, what scary movie are we gonna get? And like when the screens are out, it was like the big deal.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing that first Scream. I'm seeing what other horror movies were out that year. I've been doing that with some of these. I just want to see, like, what... Oh! They came out the same year as The Craft?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and... God, this is another great, great year for horror.
Yeah, for some reason I feel like The Craft is older than Scream, but that,
yeah.
If it doesn't make that makes sense.
Yeah, and it's like The Craft, Dusk Till Dawn.
Okay. Yeah. The Dusk Till Dawn, that's not the Quentin Tarantino, right?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and those are the highlights. Of that year. Leprechaun 4 came out that year.
Classic. I feel like they're still like making those Leprechaun movies.
Oh, absolutely. They made one in space.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I did
that's
see
that's
that.
Where all the horror there was like, I think like. Starting in, like, the early 2000s, all the horror movies went to space. We had, like, Jason X.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's just called Leprechaun in Space.
The writer was like, I don't care, screw it, whatever.
Yeah.
No creative name here.
Maybe that's going to be Scream 5.
Scream in Space. Wait, aren't you, like, not supposed to, like, be able to, like, hear yourself scream in space or something? They just make that fact up. That could have been a trivia fact,
know.
But I just implanted in my mind.
Yeah, I feel bad. Like, I'm realizing how much I don't remember about the Scream movies.
The first one was definitely, like, super iconic.
Oh, yeah.
And it had, going back to Drew Barrymore, it had that opening scene with Drew Barrymore. That was, like, an iconic scene, yeah. And I thought Neve Campbell's boyfriend, who I can't remember his name right now, was so hot. The guy who ended up being the killer. I was
yep.
like, that's my future husband right there.
Yeah, and I think in the second one, I'm trying to think who that was. I'm gonna look it up before I say it. Yeah, Jerry O'Connell. Never mind. I don't know who I...
Yeah, I know who that is. Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Jada Pinkett Smith was in the second one.
Yeah, she was in that opening movie
theater.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. Yeah, it was her and Omar Epps.
Oh, nice. I did not remember that, but yeah. Omar Epps was like, I feel like in every movie is in like the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah. Who was Luke Wilson?
In the second one?
Yeah. Oh. Was he was Billy Loomis?
No, wasn't Billy Loomis like Ned Campbell's boyfriend or whatever?
No, he was in the first one. He's the guy who was, like, accused of killing her mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I do remember that guy.
I'm pretty
okay.
sure. I mean, we are messing this all up. I'm sure.
It doesn't help that I'm just doing it from, like, pure memory, and I can only remember, like, some characters and then some real names. So I'm just, like, combining them.
Oh. When this show is, you know, I'm banking a bunch of these before I drop it. When this goes up, people are going to yell at me for this one, I'm sure. I mean, I'm a queer and trans person running a podcast about horror on the internet. I'm sure nothing bad will be said about me.
I don't think anybody will have anything to say about that whatsoever.
Yeah, it's like, next I'm going to make a gaming podcast.
But then only do it from memory and don't look up any information.
Yes. So, I can't remember a thing. Okay, yes. Okay, Billy Loomis is the supporting character and main antagonist of the original Scream film. So, yeah. And I guess... How does he become Luke Wilson 2 years later?
I literally I didn't even realize Luke Wilson was in those movies.
Yeah, I'm like, who? How? And listen, that could be wrong. All I know is that he shows up for Scream 2 cast as Billy Loomis.
Oh, wait. But isn't Billy Loomis Neve Campbell's boyfriend in Scream 1? You know what I think? They probably couldn't get that original actor, and they just made Luke Wilson that character.
Yeah. Would you have put it's like...
But nobody noticed. We didn't even notice. We're like, they switched out actors.
Yeah. Who I was thinking of? No, okay. I was thinking of the Liev Schreiber character.
The one who like supposedly
Cotton.
Killed...
Who Cotton? I got Cotton. Billy and Cotton mixed up. Sorry,
sorry, okay.
Internet. Yeah, and I'm gonna look up what the plot of the other two was. Because I remember the other two. I remember the first two, like, viscerally.
Yeah. The third one, I want to say that she's, like, She like starts over a new life, I want to say in Hollywood, but that could be, I'm confusing with another movie.
No, that's...
The fourth one, I have no idea. It just went in and out.
Yeah. Three years after the previous film follows Sidney Prescott, who has gone into self-imposed isolation following the events of the previous two films, but is drawn to Hollywood after a new ghost face begins killing... Oh, they're killing the cast of Stab 3. I do remember this.
And Stab 3 is what, that fake movie that they're, like, filming
yeah.
during... Like, okay, that's what I thought, okay. Oh, sorry, that was me. I think the protesters are
okay.
semi-close. I can close my window, though.
Okay,
Yeah, I'm fine. It's far, from,
okay.
it's far away. It sounds closer than it is.
It was like, I wasn't looking at the screen. I'm like, oh my god, what is...
yeah, completely fine.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, hey, this will tell people it, when this was recorded. Okay, and the plot of the fourth one is the 15th anniversary of the original Westboro Massacre. High school students Jenny Randall and Marnie Cooper are murdered by another new ghost face. The following day, Cindy Prescott returns to Westboro to promote her new book with her publicist, Rebecca Walters. After evidence found in Sydney's rental car, Sydney becomes a suspect for the murders. Okay. I know I've seen this movie, but I don't remember that.
That sounds all foreign to me, but I like don't doubt
like,
it. I literally
I know for a fact I've seen this, but I'm just like okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it doesn't tell me if okay, so no, Dewey and Gale do not die in the third or fourth movie. So I would assume they'll be in the next one.
Didn't they start dating at a certain point?
Yeah, I think that's like the end of the second one even.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think like they've broken up in the third one, and then they're back together in the fourth one.
Oh,
I could be wrong.
That sounds. I mean, it sounds like that would happen in a movie. So.
Yeah.
Also, didn't in the time that they were filming those movies, did they get divorced in real life and they had to pretend to still be together? Because I know they got divorced in real life, like married and divorced in real life.
Huh. Maybe.
I also love celebrity gossip, so that's why I was like, did that happen then?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so the relationship between Dewey and Gale has always been a prominent part of the Scream series, and the they get married at the end of the third one.
Oh, okay.
However, following the release of Scream 4. Scream 4, wait, this is poorly written. I can't understand what... And the relationship is on the rocks in the fourth one. Okay. Have you seen either of the Scream TV shows?
There's TV shows?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, just completely separate from the movies.
No, I had no idea there were TV shows.
Yeah,
what are they about? Like pre, like Scream? Like, or are they like post Scream?
Like, it's like a reimagining of the Scream plot, basically.
Oh.
It has nothing to do with the Scream movies. Really don't.
I didn't even know there was TV shows. No, I have not watched them.
Yeah. They were both on MTV, I think.
Nice. Okay. I know what kind of caliber they are.
Yep. And they had like two series and like a TV movie.
Really? Wow, they're really milking that Scream franchise for all
yep.
the money they get.
Yep.
Oh, no, for me, it's not Scream without Neve Campbell.
Yeah. Well, just so you know, it was the boyfriend. they kept that part. Yeah, and I mean, the scenes, I, again, like, so much of what I remember is the second one.
Yeah.
Because, like, I remember all of, like, the conversations about, you know, like, horror, but, because I remember, like, the rules of sequels being talked about in the second one.
Like, the rules of, like, the horror movies, like,
yeah.
Who's that character? Oh. The Jamie Kennedy
yep.
character.
Yep.
I can't remember his name. In
yep.
the show.
He dies in the second one.
Oh, yeah. He was, like, the guy that, like, spoke to, like, this is what you do in a horror movie. I think he did that in the first one, too, but I don't remember what the rules are.
Okay, don't have sex. I remember that.
I feel like the rules for the Scream movie should be, like, don't answer the phone.
Yeah.
That's, and then you'll live. I remember when these movies came out too, and like those, like the Scream masks were like everywhere. Like, I feel like every child dressed up as that Scream killer.
Oh, yeah.
It was insane.
And I mean, like, it hasn't really gone away.
No, people still do it.
You'll still see it. Okay, I found them. You never have sex. You can never drink or do drugs and never say, I'll be right back. And then in the second one, the body count is bigger. The rules for horror sequels. Death scenes are more elaborate. You can never assume the killer is dead. I feel like that's just horror movies in general, though.
Yeah. I also feel like the, like, don't, like, do drugs, don't have sex, and then it's like, don't say I'll be right back. That doesn't fit with everything
yeah.
else. It's like, live
so,
a pure lifestyle.
And, like, they forgot, don't go check on a cat.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you can never go check on a cat.
Another essential rule.
Yeah, so apparently, yeah, I guess there would be, but there were rules in Scream 3 as well. I mean, I guess there would be. I guess there were, which means there were probably, they probably have them in the fourth one, too.
Yeah.
The killer is superhuman. That is rule number one.
Oh, the third one? The third set?
Yeah. Anyone can die, and the past comes back to bite you.
Okay. I feel like the last two are practical. The first one's a little ridiculous. Superhuman, but then, like, yeah. Your past will haunt you. Okay, yeah. I get that. Anyone can die? That's an accurate statement.
Yeah, and it doesn't have any for the fourth one. Did the fourth one break tradition?
That's like the rule for the fourth. The fourth one is there are no rules.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, if you watch the Scream movies, they're all broken over the course of all those films. I mean, don't be in the opening scene of a Scream movie. I feel like that's
cool. That's definitely a sure way not to die.
Yeah, it's...
Don't date Neve Campbell, I feel like, is another...
Yeah, and I mean, like... Omar Epps dies in the bathroom.
Yeah. And doesn't, like, Jada Pinkett, like, die, like, in front of, like, the movie screen?
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's part of the movie, right?
Yep.
Okay. That's what I was, like, picturing.
Yeah, because they're giving everyone the freaking masks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Masks and fake knives. Which, like,
yeah.
great idea, everyone. This won't backfire at all. I'm trying to think. Other than Scary Movie, I know there have been a bunch of movies that have tried to, like, actually replicate Scream.
Yeah. Wasn't, like, maybe I'm just, because they came out the same time, but I Know What You Did Last Summer. Wasn't that similar?
Yeah. Were they the same?
I can't remember, but maybe it's confusing them because they came out similar times.
Yeah, it's I Know What You Did Last Summer was actually the following year.
Oh.
Yeah, for some reason I thought it was before.
Yeah, I couldn't remember. I know they came out the same time, but I couldn't remember when it was.
Yeah, I could have sworn it was like the year before, but.
Who's the big person in that one? That's Jennifer Love Hewitt, right?
Yep. There's someone else of note in that. And, oh no, I actually love that movie.
Really? I literally can't remember anything. Wait, don't they kill somebody, they run over somebody?
Yeah.
And, like, he comes back to kill them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I do remember that movie.
Yeah, and I remember, next time you kill someone, make sure they're actually dead. I remember that. Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, I think Jack Black was in the sequel to that.
Really? That's funny.
Yeah, and he actually did quite a bit of, like, horror cameos early in his career. Because I know he was on an X-Files. I remember that. Yeah. I'm pretty sure he was in that. I might be completely wrong, but...
You sound convincing to me, so I will believe it.
I'm not seeing him. That movie had to have had another sequel as well.
I think it was I Still Know What You Did Last Summer.
Yep. Yeah, no, but I feel like the there had to have been like a third one.
Oh, okay. I don't know if there's more after that. I do remember those two.
Oh, follow the two. They made a sequel in 2006.
Really? That's current.
I'll always know what you did last summer. And yes, I looked it up. Jack Black, he was in that movie, uncredited.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of that.
Yeah, and I feel like he's done a lot of horror work, like, uncredited. Because he also has an uncredited scene in the new remake of Child's Play.
Really? Jack Black needs to get on his credits, man.
Yeah.
Gotta get paid.
Yes, he's... But you're ashamed of working in horror movies?
He also was, like, super recognizable, so it's not like...
Yeah, it's like...
I don't know who that is.
I'm watching it, I'm just like, yeah, this is Jack Black. Yeah, and the new Child's Play, he plays, like, a creepy... Like, the creepy super.
Yeah.
He's like, watching the security cameras and stuff, and then the doll kills him.
Oh my god. Well, that one came out like a
maintenance
couple years ago,
man,
wasn't
maybe?
It?
What?
I said that one came out a couple of years ago, right? The new...
I think it was last year, actually.
Last year, okay. I know it was recent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god, those movies,
yeah,
another, like, saga.
Yeah, and it's... I mean, the first one is actually, like, legitimately a good movie. Like, a good horror movie. And scare... Like, the first one is legitimately scary.
Yeah. I would definitely say that when I watch those movies, I ever saw that doll, I'd be like, I'm not even gonna risk it. Just gonna walk away.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's, I mean, like, Chucky went the same way of like, Freddy. You know, where it's, like, the first one just looked just freaking scary and just, like, played for, you know, scary. And then as it went on, just became just a joke machine who killed
you. Yeah. Oh, my God. The original Freddy Krueger movies are so scary.
Yeah, the first and second one, it's, like...
It's creepy. I, like, still, like, can't really watch that before I go to bed. Because, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to mess with Freddy. He may come out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But it's... Yeah, but is there anything, any scenes other than what we've talked about that stick out to you about the Scream movies? I mean, definitely we've talked about the opening scenes, but any kills from... I'm going to say the first two, because that's clearly where both of our memories are. But that really stick out to you. I remember the guy getting, like, pulled into the van.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one. I don't know if I'm confusing horror movies now, but didn't somebody get caught, like, in a garage? Like, they were trying to escape through a garage, and the garage opened and, like, split them in half?
Maybe?
I can't remember if the Scream movie or another horror movie came out around that time.
They all blend together.
I know. Oh my god. One thing I remember about the Scream movies, though, is that the twists at the end were, like, so good. Like, who the killer was. I was like, I did not see that coming at all.
Yeah, she has her head crushed. Yeah, she enters the garage and heads straight for the fridge, not realizing the door slowly closing and locking behind her. A cat hiding in the garage gets frightened by something and escapes through the cat flap. and startles Tatum, but she calms herself down and heads back to the door. She finds it now locked, and the lights turn off. She turns the lights back on, opens the garage door, but it stops halfway up. Yep.
Wait, was that in Scream 1 or 2?
Scream 1. Yep, the first one.
That makes sense. Yeah. Man, I can't believe that stuck with me. But I just thought about that.
Yeah, and I remember so many of the deaths in Scream 2 more viscerally. I remember both movies, but that's definitely the one that sticks with me more. I remember the person getting thrown off the balcony.
I don't remember that one, but yeah, I see.
Guy gets pulled into the news van.
Yeah, I do remember that scene.
There's a lot of throat slicing in these movies.
Yeah. I think that was his method, though. Except for apparently the garage one.
I mean, it was either multiple stabs or slit in the throat. Yeah, and I mean, the third one, it's all, single stabs. Except there's someone killed by an explosion, which, that's a little off-brand.
Yeah. It's also, I don't know if impressive is the right word, but it's ridiculous that this guy can just go around stabbing so many people.
Yeah.
And nobody's like, hey, don't do that. Or, I can't imagine somebody, obviously it's a horror movie, so it's not real, but, just stabbing 10 people to death and just being like, whatever.
Yep. And then in the third one, someone gets stabbed from behind a one-way mirror.
What? How would they not react to the mirror being broken?
Yeah. And then of course someone gets their throat sliced.
Classic.
So. It's you know, for how people die, Debbie Loomis, it says, shot by either Cotton or Sydney.
What?
Is that,
Wait, and Debbie's the mom, right, in the second one?
Yeah, that's Debbie Loomis. Yeah, and in the first one, the guy gets killed by the TV. Right?
Wait, who? The main killer?
No, the other killer.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Not Billy Loomis. The
the other one, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember that, but that sounds accurate.
Yeah. But, I mean, I have really enjoyed talking about Scream with you.
Yeah, I want to watch those movies now.
Yeah, I'm like, I need to rewatch all of these.
Yeah.
But I have a few questions that I ask on this, you know, unrelated to the main topic.
Cool.
But have you ever had a paranormal experience of your own?
I have not, but I do welcome it. Apparently, NASA, I think, came out and said aliens are real, and it's, 2020, so nobody cared about it, because, the world's on fire. But, I don't know. Yeah. Given where things are now, I wouldn't mind going to space and seeing what's up with the aliens.
Yeah.
And that's like, that's like one of my favorite like subgenres of horror. Is like
really?
the sci-fi horror.
Yeah. Like kind of like the creepy kind of stuff, like the Twilight Zone, or more like aliens attacking.
Oh, I'm talking like aliens or. Like Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Okay, yeah.
And I mean, like, I definitely love the Twilight Zone, but, like...
Yeah. One of the alien movies I love that's, like, not that scary is When Mars Attacks.
Oh, yes. Yes!
It's just, like, such a good movie.
Yeah, and it has such a good cast, if you...
Yeah.
It's, like, Jack Nicholson plays the president.
Yeah.
And other people are in it. I know there are other people.
No, it is like a really
I feel like Alec Baldwin might be in it.
Oh, really? Okay.
I could be completely wrong.
I think we should just take it as fact.
Yep. You know what? I have angered people with my misinformation. I'm just going to keep it going.
Exactly.
I remember Natalie Portman being in it. Lucas Haas. Jack Black's in that.
Of course he is.
Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, okay.
Michael J. Fox.
Nice.
I'm not seeing Alec Baldwin. Danny DeVito. Martin Short.
Love them. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a really good cast.
Yeah.
I feel like every movie we've talked about so far has had either or Drew Barrymore or Jack Black. Like,
yeah,
just
I mean, kinda. Yeah, that's apparently another rule of horror movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, we've talked about a subgenre that I really enjoy, but is there any? Like subgenre of horror or a horror movie, something related to horror that you think is underrated, or you know, a movie that you know, like a hidden gem that people should check out.
Yeah. I don't know if this is a subgenre, but the horror movies that I also really love are like the really creepy ones where you just kind of feel unnerved the whole time. Like,
oh, yeah.
Scream is, like, in your face, but there's, like,
yeah.
Creepy movies I can't think of. There's, like, I just feel uncomfortable watching this the entire time. Like, something's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
There's this movie on Netflix, I'm blanking on the name, but it was, like, a really, like, kind of, like, what's it called? Like, an exorcist type of movie, like, a demon possession, but it wasn't, like, in your face like The Exorcist. It was just, like, creepy the entire time. And I was, like, I don't feel comfortable
okay.
going to bed with the lights off tonight. But that kind of just unnerving kind of scariness,
mm-hmm.
I think, is... I love watching that. I don't know if it's a subgenre,
yeah.
But I guess it's like thriller? No, like thriller.
Yeah, I mean, like, I know what you're talking about, and that's
yeah.
that's how I prefer my horror movies as well.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, and I thank you for talking about horror movies with me today.
Yeah.
I end every episode of my podcasts by letting my guests just tell people where they can find you on the internet, what anything you have going on, social media, anything you want to share. This is your time.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on. I love talking about horror movies with you. We could have talked about this for hours or so.
Oh, yeah.
Since we did talk about. Like, we literally talked an hour on this great movie, so we could just, there's so much to talk about. You can check me out on my website, which is arieleevanscomedy.com. On Twitter, it's arieldiamond8. On Instagram, it's arieldiamondevans8. Follow me. I'll follow you back. Let's all have a good time and be friends, because we all need friends in quarantine.
Awesome. And, you know, thank you. And thank you, everyone, for listening to Boo Ha Ha. I think this is the first time, because
you That's were... the first time I heard the name, and that is amazing.
Yeah, and what else was I going to call it? Because, like, I mean, you were... And thank you for being, like, a short-notice guest.
Oh, yeah, of course. I was just like, horror movies, I'm in. Sign me up. I'll say whatever you want. I love it.
Yeah, but thank you for listening to Boo Ha Ha. We'll talk to you next week. Or will we?